Hi everyone, it's me, Christopher, for English for You, along with Anna.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And today we are talking about a unique temple that's right here in Taiwan. Can you tell me of any temples that you've been to in Taiwan that you think are unique or we should go to see?
Well, there are a lot of temples that we should go, like Xingtiangong. Have you ever heard of Xingtiangong?
No.
还有a lot.
Okay.
And 一明庙 have you ever heard of 一明庙
Yes, I've heard of it, but I have not been there.
You should go there.
I should?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe I'll go this weekend.
不过啊，谈到这个一明庙啊，大家可能不知道，在这个背后其实是有一个故事的。所以我们今天跟明天的这个今天这个文章呢，我们就要好好的来谈谈这个一明庙。赶快看看今天的 article。
Reading。
Honoring the Yiming. In the seventh lunar month, the Hakka hold a festival to honor the heroes of Taiwan's past, known as Yiming. The center of this worship is the Xingpu Yiming Temple in Xingzhou. There, people burn incense and offer food to the ghosts of their warrior ancestors. In 1786, Ning Shuangwen led insurgents against the Qing government,causing heavy casualties. To protect their land, more than 1,000 Hakka teamed up to help the government successfully defeat Lin's army. After the rebellion, over 200 dead Hakka fighters were buried at Xingpu. This location became the site of what is now the largest and oldest Yiming Temple in Taiwan. The Yiming Festival begins with lanterns being raised as a signal for the ghosts.The next day, lanterns are floated down the nearby river to make a glowing path for the ghosts to follow. On the final day, people present great feasts of lamb and giant pigs to feed the Yiming spirits. This ceremony lets the Hakka remember their history and maintain cultural traditions.
All right, our article begins...In the seventh lunar month, the Hakka hold a festival to honor the heroes of Taiwan's past, known as Yiming. Right, and we see this word honor. And honor means great respect for someone or the feeling of pride and pleasure resulting when respect is shown to you. We have an example sentence to show you honor, and here it is. We will have a meal to honor our good friend Tony.We will have a meal to honor our good friend Tony. So, this is to show Tony some respect. And we spell honor H-O-N-O-R. H-O-N-O-R. Honor.
Right. So, when you show, when we show great respect to someone, we are honoring this person. 所以这里的 honor 呢，其实就有崇敬啊、崇拜啊、尊敬啊、admire 的意思。那不过回过头来看到文章当中，它的一个时间点是在 in the seventh lunar month. Lunar month 当然就是指我们的农历的意思。所以在农历的这个第七个月的时候，也就是农历七月份的时候 ，the Hakka 当然指的就是客家人咯。是我们这个 we have four races here in Taiwan. 其中呢，说客家人的我们会说的 Hakka， 这说客家语的这个客家人，他们其实会 hold a festival， 举办一个节庆。And this festival is to honor the heroes of Taiwan's past known as 义民。好，所以如果呢你也很喜欢拜拜的话，你大概会听过这个义民庙。其实义民庙在哪里呢？就在新竹。
Right, the center of this worship is in the Xingpu Yiming Temple in Xingzhou. There, people burn incense and offer food to the ghosts of their warrior ancestors. Sounds pretty neat.
不过啊，其实我们看到这边啊，有一个字，我觉得可以来学一学，就是像我们这个有一个拜拜的习惯嘛。在中文当中，我们直接讲拜拜，可是英文可能没有所谓的拜拜。他们如果是这个基督教或者是天主教，大概会用 pray， 用祈祷。可是我们的拜拜呢，其实就是 worship。 this verb. 当然 worship 本身也可以当成名词。So, 我们在这个文章当中看到 the center of this worship is in 新竹，在新竹的新浦义民庙。I know it's hard to pronounce.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For you, 新浦义民，义民temple.
义民。
Right, in 新竹。那当然我们在拜拜的时候会拿香。Have you ever taken a stick of incense?
Yes, I have. I've gone and done the, is it bao bao?
Right?
Bye bye. Bye bye, bye bye. Close, but no cigar.
Okay. 所以啊大家都会烧香啊然后呢 to offer food to the ghosts of their warrior ancestor. 当然这边我们看到一个字就是 warrior, 它是战士的意思。言下之意是这些 ancestors, 之前是 warriors。
Right, and I believe it's the smoke carries it up to the heavens, right?
Right.
Ah, okay. Ancestor, we see this word, and it means any member of your family from long ago, like way back in the past. And here's an example sentence for you. I wish I knew more about my ancestors, because I'd like to know more of my family history. Mm-hmm. I wish I knew more about my ancestors, because I'd like to know more of my family history.History. We spell ancestors, A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R-S. Or,
ancestor.
That's for ancestors, yeah, or ancestor.
Ancestor. 所以 ancestor 中文应该叫做祖先，因为是我们家人，但是是好久好久好久以前的，可能都没有见过面的。不然有见过面的，如果像是阿公阿嬷啊，这个 grandmom, grandpa, 或者是所谓的 grandparents, 大概都知道。可是在之前很久很久以前的我们会说是祖先 ancestor。那当然它是一个可数名词。不过啊其实我们知道这个义民庙的背后呢是有一个故事的哦 ,there is a story behind it.
Right, in 1786, Lin, can you help me with this name?
哦可以没问题。林爽文。
林爽文。
对林爽文。
Okay. He led insurgents against the Qing government, causing heavy casualties. To protect their land, more than 1,000 Hakka teamed up to help the government successfully defeat Lin's army.
But are insurgents soldiers?
They're usually people invading a territory.
Okay.、
Yeah.
So, 我们看到一个单字叫做 insurgent, 它其实就是对政府来说就是反抗军或者是所谓反抗者的意思。所以当时在1786年的时候林爽文啊其实就带领了这些反抗者或所谓的反抗军 against, 来对抗 the Qing government, which caused heavy casualties.Mm-hmm. So, heavy damage?
Heavy casualties、mm-hmm. usually means like death. It usually...
死伤了
Yeah, so like heavy、right. casualties, it means that there's a lot of people who died during it. Now, we see the word defeat,、mm-hmm. and that means to lose in battle to an opposing team or side,、mm-hmm. right? And here's an example of defeat. The boxer was defeated in the second round when the other fighter knocked him out.The boxer was defeated in the second round when the other fighter knocked him out. And again, defeat is to lose to an opposing side, like、mm-hmm. either a team or a single person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, so 这里的 defeat 其实就是一个动词，就是打败的意思。那后来是发生什么事呢？其实为了要保护他们自己的土地，所以当时有超过1000个客家人 more than 1,000 Hakka teamed up to help the government.来帮助这整个政府 successfully defeat Lin's army. 所以 defeat 呢就是所谓的打败把这个林爽文的这个整个军队呢就整个都打败掉了。
Now we also saw this phrase team up,、mm-hmm. which is our shortcut for you. So let's take a look at how we can use this phrase right now.
Shortcut for you.
We've got trouble, Captain America.
What is it, Iron Man?
Some super villains have teamed up to take over the world.
They form the sports team?
No, they don't play sports. To team up means to work together.
I get it. Team up means 组队合作。
That's right, Cap, and we've got to stop them.
I think we'll have to team up to fight them.
That's a good idea, but I think we'll need some more help.
You got it! Avengers assemble!
What a great example. After the rebellion, over 200 dead Hakka fighters were buried at Shinpu. This location became the site of what is now the largest and oldest Yiming, right? Temple in Taiwan.
Okay, 所以其实当然对于这个反抗军的这次的行动来说，它就是一种 rebellion。Rebel 就有反抗啊或叛逆的意思。那么我们在这里看到名词 ,after the rebellion, over 200 dead Hakka fighters were buried. 小心这个字哦 ,B-U-R-Y 是动词的埋葬。但是你要特别注意它的发音 ,bury, B-U-R-Y, bury。所以当时就埋在辛普嘛。But this location later became the site of what is now called Yiming Temple.
Yiming Temple, right. And location is a particular place or position. To help illustrate this, I'll give you an example sentence. Can you point out on this map the location of Taipei 101? Can you point out on this map the location of Taipei 101? So you're asking a question about the location, where...Taipei 101 is.
所以当我们在讲一个东西的或者是一个建筑物的它的地点的时候，我们可以说那个 place 或者是那个 site， 甚至可以用这个 location。location 它指的就是我们特地要寻找的一个目标物啊，或者是某一个地点。因为其实它的动词原型叫 locate，L-O-C-A-T-E。那么 locate 就有把什么什么东西去定位的意思。所以 location 就是地点，而辛普后来这个地方因为埋了很多的所谓的这个勇士啊，所以后来就成立一个义民庙。
Right, and the Yiming festival begins with lanterns being raised as a signal for the ghosts. Now, a signal is an action such as a movement or a sound that gives information, a message, a warning, or an order.So if I were to signal someone for help, I might be like, help, help! You know, I'm trying to get their attention.
So the signal 其实就是一种讯号或者是信号的意思。它可能是一个 action, 或者是一个 movement, 比如说是或者是一个声音 ,a sound, 都可以算是一个 signal。那我们现在看到的为什么会用 signal 这个字呢？因为其实义民庙的这个义民节啊，它会以 lanterns being raised,这样子的一个方式呢开始举行来作为 as a signal for the ghosts.
Right. And the next day, lanterns are floated down the river, nearby river, to make a glowing path for the ghosts to follow. On the final day, people present great feasts of lamb and giant pigs to feed the Yiming spirits, or Yiming spirits.This ceremony lets the Hakka remember their history and maintain cultural traditions.
所以其实啊我们的节庆你大概可以猜出来大概都不脱一些比如说 lanterns, 要点灯笼啊或者是接下来呢就要吃吃喝喝啊一顿。那吃什么喝什么呢很有这个羊肉 ,lamb, 还有当然就是猪肉咯 ,giant pigs.那么接下来呢还有一些其他的这个 ceremony, and this ceremony lets Hakka remember, 让他们能够记得 their history and maintain cultural traditions.
Right, and it's important to point out when we're saying giant pigs, we don't mean ones bigger than people, we just mean very large, right? Because a giant is a really extremely tall person that's like maybe 10 or 12...kilometers or meters tall, very tall.
对啊，所以我们提到的那个 giant pigs， 其实在中文就叫做神猪了，对不对？在义民节的时候，通常会举办这个神猪的比赛，看看谁这个寄出来的猪呢是最大只的神猪。
Right, and we saw the word ceremony, which I should probably explain, is a set of acts.Often traditional or religious, performed on special occasions.
对，不管是这种像义民节啊，或者是婚礼当中的一些 occasions， 都会有一些仪式，就叫做 ceremony.
Right. And here's an example. Cultures all across the world have different ceremonies to celebrate. Cultures all across the world have different ceremonies to celebrate. Yeah, very good thing to notice in different cultures is how they use a ceremony for funerals, like when someone dies.
不过啊，当然这些 ceremony 都是为了要去 maintain, 要保留住 to keep cultural traditions. 而所谓的 cultural 当然就是 culture, 文化的一个形容词咯。那么接下来别走开，接下来是我们的 For You Chat。
For You Chat。
All right, are you ready for the For You Chat question?
Yeah,
all right, here it is. What famous temple have you visited, and what do you remember about it?
Well, the temples that I usually go to are 行天宫 and 凌云禅寺in 观音 Mountains.
Okay.
Right, and, you know, temples...We usually go there and burn incense and, you know, just worship the gods.
Yeah, ask for favors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we usually do. But what about you? Have you ever been to any famous temples here in Taiwan?
You know, I have been to some famous ones like Longshan Temple, but I don't remember a lot about that particular temple because it was like 2 years ago, maybe three since I visited. But...There's a temple near my apartment where there's a lot of ceremonies that go on. And one of them is they have giants, like people dressed in these big costumes, and they lumber along.
七爷八爷
Yeah, and then they also have people that wear face paint and have really angry faces, and they pretend they're battling.
So you have you've seen that ceremony?
Yeah, I watched it, and it happens near my apartment, and they actually probably do it a couple times a year. So when I hear loud, like, clanging and entire drums, I guess I should say bands with a lot of drum instruments, they'll be out there, and it's pretty cool. I took pictures. I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah.Yeah, it may be very strange and a little bit odd for you foreigners, but...
Not for this one.
We're quite familiar with those ceremonies. Anyways, what famous temple have you visited? What do you remember about that?
Right. All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Honoring the Yiming. In the seventh lunar month...The Hakka hold a festival to honor the heroes of Taiwan's past, known as Yiming. The center of this worship is the Xinpu Yiming Temple in Xinzhou. There, people burn incense and offer food to the ghosts of their warrior ancestors. In 1786, Ning Shuangwen led insurgents against the Qing government, causing heavy casualties. To protect their land,More than 1,000 Hakka teamed up to help the government successfully defeat Lin's army. After the rebellion, over 200 dead Hakka fighters were buried at Xinpu. This location became the site of what is now the largest and oldest Yiming Temple in Taiwan. The Yiming Festival begins with lanterns being raised as a signal for the ghosts. The next day...Lanterns are floated down the nearby river to make a glowing path for the ghosts to follow. On the final day, people present great feasts of lamb and giant pigs to feed the Yiming spirits. This ceremony lets the Hakka remember their history and maintain cultural traditions.
Vocabulary Review.Honor. People honor the president by standing up when he walks into the room. Ancestor. Although Joe is American, his ancestors are Chinese, so he looks Asian. Defeat. Sir Robert defeated the dragon with one swing of his sword. Location. This corner would make a good location for opening a store.Ceremony. The students said goodbye to each other after the graduation ceremony. Cultural. Museums are great places to learn cultural information about ancient people.